We are here at the White House for a special report on the energy crisis. Mr. President, have you any statement? Mr. President, what really caused the energy crisis?
Smoking in the boys' room.
During the crisis, how much gas will motorists be allowed?
Just enough for the city.
Who do you believe the gas shortage will affect most? Mr. President, the crisis must be solved. What do you intend to do? With me now is the head of the Federal Energy Office. Sir, you hold an important position. What are your qualifications?
I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker.
Mr. President, have you anything to add? Here with me is the new Vice President, Chevy Ford. Sir, how would you sum up the gas shortage? We have a long-distance call from Saudi Arabia. King Faisal, is that you?
Hello, it's me.
King Faisal, what are your thoughts when you look out at all those oil wells?
You're beautiful, and you're mine.
I have go to my ear of Israel on the other phone. What should I tell her?
Won't you tell her that I love her?
Mr. President, have you any added comment? Mr. President, the American people are waiting. Have you a statement?
I'm on top of the world again, down on creation.
We'd like to continue this record on the energy crisis,
but we have just run out of
air. Hey, 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 this is Marco, also known as DJ Microbrew, podcasting from Eugene, Oregon, over at my girlfriend's house. It is Wednesday. Breaking out the cell phone, trying to look up the date. What's today? Let's see now. Well, it's 5 p.m. my time. October 19th, Wednesday, 2005. What else can I say except don't hate the media? FSCK, the corporate media. Enjoy another good podcast. Enjoy this podcast. Enjoy podcasting your own podcast. Wouldn't that be cool? It's not that hard, you know. I'm doing this from a Pentium 2 laptop. It's only 233 megahertz with, I think, only 32 megs of RAM. So I can confirm to you that Cool Edit Pro works perfectly with an old Pentium 2 running Windows 98 and Windows 2000. What else can I say? Except don't hate the media. FSCK, the corporate media. File system check, the corporate media. FSCK, the corporate media, is coming to you from Eugene, Oregon, in the end of 2005. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes everywhere, all over the world, tsunamis. It kind of feels like the end of the world, doesn't it? Well, it's the end of the year. I don't know about end of the world. Better think about that, though, huh? Look up your local Hopi prophecy, or your local Nostradamus, or your Madonna-style Kabbalah, or something like that, and see what it says. It might be saying 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008 aren't looking so good. Well, that's that. Ta-ta for now. Talk to you later.
Bush, Bush don't like black people. Bush, Bush don't like black people. Bush, Bush don't like black people.
And this is about that, and about what they're not telling us, why we need shows like Democracy Now. You'd think I'm really trying to ingratiate myself with the staff of Democracy Now, but and it's true, but. The CIA is pushing crack in the ghettos of LA, while the food crops in Colombia get sprayed by the DEA. The FBI is reading your email with something called the carnivore, while the rich are getting richer and the poor are staying poor. They're launching nuclear-powered ships up into space. One little accident could wipe out half the human race. They're putting radioactive waste into your silverware, or maybe your toaster, or perhaps your wheelchair. The Air Force is bombing Iraq every other day. They don't like the government, so the children have to pay. And the ozone hole is growing, the sheep are going blind, while the U.S. spends more on arms than the rest of the world combined. Journalists are getting fired from San Jose to Atlanta when they write about reality, not a fluff piece for Fanta. A death threat every week, and sometimes life is short when the truth is too dangerous for someone to report. And who will tell the people that free speech is a ruse? The corporations run the country, and then they make the news. Is it media or mind control, heroic victories or crimes? Who will tell the people that we're living in these times? The cancer rates are skyrocketing, though people are smoking less. If you live near a nuke, your life is bound to be a mess. Clean water's almost gone all over the earth, and what's left they want to privatize and see how much it's worth. Chevron is gunning down the students of Nigeria, turning the land to waste while the babies die of diphtheria. And the temperatures are rising, the world's forests are on fire. Pretty soon Brazil will be one raging funeral pyre. And who will tell the people that free speech is a ruse? The corporations run the country, and then they make the news. Is it media or mind control, heroic victories or crimes? Who will tell the people that we're living in these times? One in three adult Americans cannot read or write, and their children go to bed hungry every night. 2 million U.S. citizens are rotting behind bars, and while they're there, they're working hard building parts for cars. The Army's running torture schools to keep the earth under control, and they're relocating Navajos so they can mine some extra coal. Our taxes pay McDonald's to sell tumors in Shanghai, while 100,000 poison vets are just about to die. And who will tell the people that free speech is a ruse? The corporations run the country, and then they make the news. Is it media or mind control, heroic victories or crimes? Who will tell the people that we're living in these times? And the people are resisting wherever you may go. And this is the single biggest fact they don't want you to know. From New Delhi to New Mexico, there are battles going on. And the darkest hour is just before the dawn. In Berkeley and New York, they're raiding radio stations, trying to turn the voice of the people into the voice of the corporations. Will we seize the airwaves, wipe the sweat off of our brow, stand and face the beast and shout democracy now? Who will tell the people that free speech is a ruse? The corporations run the country, and then they make the news. Is it media or mind control, heroic victories or crimes? Who will tell the people that we're living in these times? That we're living in these times. That we're living in these times.
Welcome to Media Minutes, a weekly review of news relating to the intersection of media and democracy. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Kimberly Cronick.
In a stark moment of wag the doggery, journalists got to witness and record the rehearsal of an October 13th presidential teleconference with troops stationed in Iraq. The event was billed by the White House as authentic dialogue, but the pre-show coaching from Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Allison Barber doesn't match up.
The president's going to ask some questions, and he may ask all six of them. He may ask three of them. So what we want to be prepared for is to not stutter. So if there's a question that the president comes up with that we haven't drilled through today, then I'm expecting the microphone to go right back to you, Captain Kennedy, and you to handle.
Okay.
If all else fails, start singing.
Further diggings discovered at least one of the 11 soldiers handpicked to participate in the teleconference is a military PR flak on active duty. Another has an impressive record of giving out positive quotes about the Iraq occupation. Most of the fallout over the fake presidential conversation, however, has landed on Ed Schultz. He is a progressive talk show host out of North Dakota whose program was to begin airing on the Armed Forces Radio Network on October 17th. But the day after the staged teleconference, Schultz openly criticized the charade. That's when he got a call from the Pentagon telling him they'd changed their mind and had no plans to carry his program on military media for the foreseeable future. In related news, on October 20th, the Commerce Committee of the U.S. Senate unanimously approved the Truth in Broadcasting Act, which requires the clear labeling of government-produced video and audio news releases. Senator Frank Lautenberg, a Democrat from New Jersey, is the sponsor of the bill.
Fake television news stories that conceal the government's role have no place in our democracy, and it is not and should not be a partisan issue.
The Commerce Committee did amend the bill slightly, though, to exempt media produced by intelligence services like the CIA from mandatory disclosure. Elsewhere on the propaganda front, the U.S. Department of Education has turned over information to federal prosecutors relating to its $250,000 PR contract with conservative commentator Armstrong Williams, for which he wrote columns and made TV appearances pushing administration education policies. No word on whether fraud charges are forthcoming. For his part, Williams says he's already negotiating terms under which he will pay back part of his payment. You've been listening to Media Minutes.
With these tears, I recite this poem. Goodbye, Roberta Blackham, a memorial poem written by Moongrace, 42402. I bow my head to the woman who would not be relocated, and instead of weaving cloth at 84, she picked up pliers and unraveled fences. I bow my head to the woman who would not be relocated, and instead of moving into town at 84, she drove herself in an old pickup truck 33 miles one way. On unpaved roads for water, for phones, for gas, for news of the world. I bow my head to the woman who would not be relocated, and instead of telling stories and bemoaning what used to be, at 84 she took up pen and paper and drew out petitions to stop what she thought was wrong with the world around her. I bow my head to the woman whose great-grandparents taught her relocation at Fort Sumner, and at 84 she flung open her doors when history came tapping on her window, and she did not hide nor falter. She did not lock her door and pretend she was not home. She dug in and worked for what she believed, and at 84 she kept these words: the Creator is the only one that will relocate me. Good night, Roberta Blackcoat.
Under. Yeah, 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 yeah. Should pay our hoods on. What have they done?
can never make us sad. They can never make us. 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 They can never make us.
Revolution is brewing in
grow
small batches.
And honeybees and snow white turtledoves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony.
I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once. All standing hand in hand, and hear them echo through the hills, for peace is throughout the land. It's the real thing, what the world wants today. That's the way it'll stay, with the real peace and love. I'd like to teach the in perfect harmony, a song of peace that echoes on and never goes away. Put your hand in my hand, let's begin today. With your hand in my hand, help me find a way.
Have a coconut. This is DJ Michael Brew signing off. Laters.